you can get them excited about almost anything. I mean, you could get excited about mud, and you can get them excited about mud, you know, if you really wanted to. Also, preschoolers say really funny things. You know, their logic, they're still putting things together, and it's funny to hear the things that they say. Well, in this workshop, we're going to talk about four different topics of children's ministry that I think are the most important, but these are not the only topics. There are several things that a children's ministry worker should know, and I would encourage all of you to keep learning and growing in different areas. In fact, even the four that we're going to cover, there's no way we can cover them extensively. So I'd encourage you to keep your notes and think about them and learn from other sources. So if you look at the back page of your packet, these are some recommended resources. I just wanted to kind of point you in a direction if you were ready to learn more. These are some suggestions. The ones that I have a star by, those are the ones that I personally use most often. The other ones I've also used, and they're also helpful. And I recognize that seeing it on a paper may not mean a whole lot, so that's why I've brought a lot of samples. Most of these are on that table. And so I'd encourage you to look at them, think about it. And then later this week I have some giveaways if you wanted to take some samples back to your house. And your church, and then I have some resources that you may like to buy, but we'll talk about that later. Another thing about this class is that we are not going to be just a lecture format. I will be doing some of the talking, but there will also be times when I'll ask you to work as a group to do a certain project, a certain discussion. So just be aware of that. And then also, I just wanted to say, I'll be available if you have any questions after each session. I'd love to talk with you, maybe over lunch, whatever questions you might have, I'd love to meet with you. All right? So let's get started with the word of prayer, and then we'll jump in. So dear Lord, we just thank you for this time. Thank you for all the people who are here, who are currently serving with children, or maybe you're thinking about serving with children either as a parent or as a volunteer at their churches. Pray that this would be a meaningful time for everybody here and that we would glorify you with our service with the children. In your name, amen. All right. Well, we are going to get started with probably the true foundation of children's ministry, which is partnering with parents. Now, let's say you have two people who are working together. One person is helping the other person. Who's really in charge? If I am helping you, who's in charge, me or him? You are in charge. If you're helping me, you're the assistant and I'm in charge. And so the thing is that we have the church and we have the family who are both investing in the children. But there's one of those groups that's really in charge, and it's not the church. The group that's really in charge is the parents. And so that's why I've titled this Partnering with Parents. It has the assumption that parents are already doing the majority of the work, developing their children spiritually. And the church can help. The church can do a lot of great things, a lot of programs, a lot of relationships. But the parents have the primary responsibility. So we're going to look at that in Scripture right now. I'd like you to open up your Bibles if you have them. And you're going to do your first group activity. I'd like you to work with one or two other people to go ahead and look at Psalm 78. Before we do it as a group, could I get one volunteer to read the first eight verses? You can read it in Chinese. In fact, please do read it in Chinese. First eight verses of Psalm 78. Somebody? Who has a Bible? Or English, that's fine. Could you please read it? Go ahead.